Congregation may be seated. If children and people who are going to school tomorrow, in whatever role, would join us right up here. Okay, come on up this way, guys. All right, come on this way. Okay, so there's a lot going on up here this morning that I want to tell you guys about. First of all, you guys see the baskets back there in front of the altar? What that is we had some donations for school supplies, and we heard that most of your parents had bought the things that you need. So we went to the school, and we said at Davis Townsend, what do you guys need? Can we buy you some school supplies? And they said, oh, yes, that would be wonderful. And they said, but you know what? We have a lot of pencils, and we have a lot of paper in those things. What we really need are some clothes that if children have accidents, or if they get their clothes dirty or messed up for whatever reason, they could wear those clothes home and have something to wear. Could you all help us with that for school supplies? Because if you don't have clothes, you can't really learn, can you? Right? So we needed clothes for people to be able to stay at school, and we said, yeah, we think we can do that. So thanks to that donation, we've got some clothes that we're going to be able to send, and that's wonderful. Back there in the middle, there's some packs of pencils and erasers and rulers and those sorts of things, tissues and paper, and you all may have some of those things, but our church also wanted to help you with some of those things, and so we also have some of those, and when we're done, your parents can help you pick out a few things that you can put in your backpacks to take with you, okay? And one of the things we want everybody to get is we have these neat little things, and they say, peace be upon you. It's a little blessing so that if things get crazy, you can remember that people in this church love you and are praying for you, and we wish you that peace. So this hooks right onto your backpack, and I think we're probably going to have enough that if we need any adults that need some of these, if we run out, we'll get you one, right? I think Monica put these together. So peace be with you, and we want you to have one of those for sure. So you guys are going to take some of those things with you in just a little bit. We also have been in the intention, if not good practice, of when our when we have children baptized, we give them a children's Bible, and then our intention has been about the fifth grade to also give a study Bible, and we've not done a great job handing these out every year, so I know there are about four who are in fifth and sixth grade who haven't gotten one of these yet, and I didn't tell them I was going to do this today, so they're not all here to receive these, but we want to give them these Lutheran study Bibles. I'm going to leave these up here. If you all, when you come up for communion, would just put your hand on these and say a word of blessing as these Bibles are going to go out then to some young people. Okay, I think that's all the things that I have. Let me ask a question. Who is going to school tomorrow? Some kind of school or preschool? Okay, a whole lot of us. That's awesome. Some of us stay at home, and that's great too, and we get a little older. We might do some kind of school when we get a little bit older. Who is going to be some kind of teacher or support of education tomorrow? Great. Okay, wonderful. These are the people that help you guys who are learning, right? Without them, we'd have a hard time. So we want to pray for all people who are involved in this education thing that's starting tomorrow. Can you guys pray with me now? Lord God, we pray for all who are beginning a new school year, that both students and teachers will be blessed in their academic endeavors. Almighty God, you give wisdom and knowledge. Grant teachers the gift of joy and insight, and students the gifts of diligence and openness, that all may grow in what is good, honest, and true. Support all who teach and all who learn, that together we may know and follow your ways, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, if you are going to be a student tomorrow, will you stand up and come right here in the middle? And those of you who are around them as educators, can we put hands on as many of these as we can reach? And we're going to say the words that were on our tag that we're going to hand out and put on backpacks. So you guys can say it with me. Let peace be upon you. Will you say it with me? Let peace be upon you. Okay, now, you all who are students, can you find a shoulder to put your hand on the back of these people who are going to be educators tomorrow? All right. Can you get one on Sheila over there too? All right, now you guys who are students, can you say this with me? Let peace be upon you. Say that. Let peace be upon you. Amen. Wonderful. So when the church service is over today, you guys come up here and we're going to leave all the clothes, remember, but then you can pick a few things to take with you after church is over too. Does that sound good? Wonderful. If you are heading to Children's Church, you can line up at this door and wait for Miss Jordan, or you're always welcome to stay with us and you all can find your seats. Thank you.